Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Bears on Hemlock Mountain by Alice Dalgleish. Read by William DeFreeze.
Chapter 1. About Jonathan. Jonathan lived in a gray stone farmhouse at the foot of Hemlock Mountain. Now, Hemlock Mountain was not a mountain at all. It was a hill, and not a very big one. But someone had started calling it Hemlock Mountain, and the name had stuck. Now everyone talked about going over Hemlock Mountain. It was the year when Jonathan was 8 that he went over Hemlock Mountain. He was a fine big boy for his age. That was why his mother could send him over the mountain all by himself. The winter had been a cold one. Even now, in early spring, there was snow on the ground. The birds and the squirrels and the rabbits had a hard time finding anything to eat, so every day Jonathan remembered to feed them. Jonathan loved animals and birds. He knew the tracks that each one made in the snow. The small creatures could not find enough to eat. But it was not so with Jonathan's aunts and uncles and cousins. All they had to do was to come to the gray stone farmhouse, and there was always plenty of food. Jonathan's mother was a fine cook, and all the aunts, uncles, and cousins knew it. They liked to drop in for supper and to sit around the table in front of the big fireplace. Such good suppers! There would be roast chicken or roast duck or roast goose, brown and done to a turn. There would be potatoes and turnips, carrots and corn. And, of course, there would be pies. Pumpkin and apple and squash. While for those who like cookies, there were crisp brown ones cut into every shape you can imagine. Jonathan's mother liked company, but sometimes, oh, once in a while, she wished they did not have so much of it, or that the aunts and uncles and cousins were not quite so hungry.
Chapter. Sample complete. Ready to continue?